Hello, my name is Daniel with the Ball Busters radio show, podcast, Roku TV channel, Joshu TV channel, and I'm also banned from YouTube twice, Twitter for the last 2 years, and Patreon kicked me off too. You might ask, what do I do that's so bad? I tell the truth, I guess, and I do so not beholden to anybody because I fund my projects. I have been for the last 4 years making informative videos that I find will be helpful to others as far as learning history, the real history, the culprits, pattern recognition, so you can figure out who the culprits are from history and how they have translated into modern manifestations. And also, I look into natural remedies, naturopathic medicine, nutrition, and essential mineral and nutrient deficiencies that are possibly the root causes of illnesses that you get different types of treatments for that don't actually address the problem when you go to your MD. And I try to present that to people because I have had personally many people in my family taken from me because of MD procedures that I don't think, now that I've learned so much, were even the right way to do things. And I lost my aunt to the leukemia after 2.5 years of watching her get slowly murdered by poisons in front of her family and myself. And she was like a second mother to me. It was a very traumatizing experience in my life. It has changed me forever. I know that it has. I lost my grandmother in 2006 for the different types of medical malpractice. And also possibly me, my little brother, when he was 2 months and 2 weeks old, died of SIDS. Now, I've come to learn that there's only two things that cause that. One could be the pointy little object that they want everybody to get at 2 months old, and the other could be when they deliver the child, the atlas disc gets misaligned, and that actually affects your respiratory functions. So if that's not corrected, then SIDS could occur later. But either way, it's because MD's being rough, right? So the point being here is I do provide a service to people with my show. I am heavily invested in this. I literally am, because I fund the project myself and have been for the last 4 years. We have a number one show on Shoutcast. I've been on Joshu TV for the last 4 years, and there's 4 years worth of videos there that you can, you know, look at, and all of them try to teach and entertain at the same time. Recently, I've had many really good guests on, including Dr. Artis, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Peter Glidden, ND as in naturopathic doctor, Scott Shara, and many others. Dr. Tal Braun, who is a psychologist and an advisor for the FBI when it comes to terrorism. And he saw this COVID thing as being a terrorist attack. Anyhow, the point being is I was given an opportunity to go to the Red Pill Expo as a media credentialed member, attendee, and I have to do this because my personal business right now, my self-employed business that I've had for the last 9 years, has taken a dramatic downturn since March of 2020, if you get what I'm saying there. And those last 4 months have been detrimental, and I've never had to have a problem with that, just taking something and going on a trip, but this time I'd be taking from bills if I did that. I'd be taking from, you know, needing to buy more bottles for my hot sauce business. That fund would have to be depleted for me to go on this trip. It's 11 and a half hours, give or take, to Salt Lake City, Utah, from where I'm in Yuma, Arizona. So if I do that a round trip, we're talking about 23 hours worth of driving. I need the gas to get there. I need a place to stay while I'm there so that I can actually meet these people. And this could potentially take and give me another coal in the fire as far as providing for my family, where the hot sauce business needs a little time to readjust after 9 years of being awesome for us. This could be something that could come in and help support as well. This is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. This is the opportunity that has manifested itself through my efforts in these last 4 years, to where people are now taking notice and taking the show seriously enough to invite me in to do it. I don't know how many more of these will occur if I don't, if I pass up on the opportunities when they do come, and what issues will I have on the next time around, you know? So I have to try to do this, and I need help. I don't like this. This isn't comfortable for me to ask for help. You know, I'm a U.S. Coast Guard veteran. I did my small business independently without any type of investments or any kind of money in my pocket at the beginning. I was just working as a union electrician and funding my business to do farmers markets. And then finally we were offered a store and everything was great. And then March 2020 happened and everything just slowly and now quickly are spiraling out of control. So I'm doing my very best here to try to get this done. And it's not because of some kind of like need for clout or popularity or fame or anything like that. It's because I think and I know that through these efforts and what I'm doing, if more people on those levels who are, you know, they have networks, the people that show up to the event and my ability to actually interview everybody who's at the event because of my media credentials, people like Del Bigtree, Dr. David Martin, G. Edward Griffin, who's 91 years old right now, the author of Creature from Jekyll Island, all of these people I'll have access to. And then all the people that show up that aren't presenters, but that do present will be there to support and, you know, mingle. All those other people have access to talking to too. You never know who's going to show up in an event and who they're going to know and who they can, you know, refer you to help you with your efforts. And if I am not there, then I miss out on all of that like it never even existed. And I'm been given the opportunity to get there. I have to try and I need help. And I don't like asking for help, but please, if you're angels in the outfield out there in the world, and you want to see someone who's actually devoted to caring about how people are treated, caring about not having them been lied to, at least providing the information for you to either reject or accept, and take further in your own research and learn more about and the finer details of, then this is the thing. And my Ball Busters logo here, it's kind of like the Ghostbusters thing. They're usually the ghost is in the center and they have the circle with the line through it. Well, that's Moloch. And my research has led me to believe that the cult of Baal throughout history, this through pattern recognition, you can see their signature throughout everything. And it manifests in things like, you know, different secret societies, the Jesuits perhaps, and all different types of organizations that now have assumed control over the whole world. And that is why Ball Busters is there to shine a light and say Jacuzzi and point out where they have been meddling and interfering with the natural course of our life in direct opposition to what God had intended for his children. So that's why this effort is also a very Christian effort in that sense. I might not be a traditional Christian. I may not be able to follow down the line, but I do strongly believe in God, and I strongly believe in the cause for good, the restoration and preservation of this country ourselves, and what it was founded on, which was the principles of God. You know which one I'm talking about. The God, not a God, but the God. And I talk to him like he's next to me half the time. I know I'm not talking to myself. I don't need to explain it to anyone else. So anyhow, if you guys would please share this around. The Give, Send, Go is the only opportunity I have to make it there. It's the only thing I can contemplate right now, unless some money falls from the sky, and I haven't seen it happen in the last 43 years of my life. So this is the way to get there, I guess. And I will Oregon Trail myself, me and my stepson, who will be my camera person while we're there, and we'll do what we have to do and work our magic to make it happen. But first, we need your help, please. Thank you so much for listening. And if you can't do something, I know you can at least share it around. And that would also be helpful. Thank you so much. Love you and God bless.